As U.S. ground troops move into Iraq, they'll be looking for signs of an attack using biological or chemical weapons. That also was the case during Operation Desert Storm more than a decade ago. NPR's John Hamilton reports the military's ability to detect this sort of threat has improved dramatically.
Chemical attacks weren't a problem for American forces during Desert Storm in 1991, but false alarms were. Raymond Zielinskis of the Monterey Institute of International Studies says that's because the military's detection equipment got confused by things like oil fires.
You had these oil wells going off, you know, creating big smoke clouds. And in the heat of battle, you have artillery shells going off. You have all kinds of trucks and tanks moving around, spewing forth fumes. So there's a lot of possibilities for false positives.
Zielinskis says that in the 12 years since then, detection technology has come a long way.
You will still get false positives under some circumstances, but detectors are definitely better now. They're better at discriminating between different kinds of toxic emissions, and they're also much better at identifying the agent that's being used.
So soldiers spend less time getting in and out of gas masks and protective suits unnecessarily, and they're more likely to know exactly what agent they're facing. Dwayne Lindner is in charge of chemical and biological defense programs at Sandia National Laboratories. He says the biggest improvements have been in equipment to quickly detect chemical agents.
There are now relatively small, and in some cases handheld, devices that are capable of quickly determining classes of chemical agents. So it's a nerve agent or a blister agent.
Lindner says the military also has improved its ability to identify biological threats like anthrax spores. It's done that by creating special detection units that take sophisticated laboratory equipment onto the battlefield.
So you will see basically vehicle-mounted units that essentially are field-portable chemical analysis labs. And they're operated by very skilled and very highly trained individuals. And so you get really good, reliable results out of that.
These battlefield labs were brand new during Desert Storm and could identify just 4 biological agents. Now the labs can identify a dozen. But the process still takes about 20 minutes, which means soldiers usually can't avoid exposure and must be treated with antibiotics to prevent illness. Raymond Zielinskis says there's no question that the forces going into Iraq now are better protected than their predecessors. But he says the military probably won't have much of a chance to use its new detection capability.
It might get tested around Baghdad if it's a complete desperate situation for the Saddam Hussein government, that they're going down the tubes anyway. They know they're going to be killed or captured. They might use weapons of mass destruction at that point, whatever they have.
Even then, chemical or biological weapons aren't likely to be a major factor. Zielinskis says these weapons work best when troops are stationary. And during this war, he says, American soldiers are likely to be moving very quickly. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.